Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here by phone. Dr. Elaine Berry is with us with Cass County Health System. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for the time. Well, the fall season is a beautiful time, but it's always a time to think about some other things, too, as we get a little bit deeper into winter. And with regard to our health, this time of the year, we start thinking about the flu. Doctor, has the flu been tough this year as it's moved around the planet?
It has been tough in other places in the world. We've only seen a couple of cases here in Cass County yet, but it's coming our way, as it always does.
Always does, yeah. And we can never kind of depend on whether or not it's going to be a hard flu season or a soft flu season. It just plans, it makes sense to be prepared.
Yes, it does.
And that involves flu shots. So let's talk about the basics with flu shots. Who should get them?
Basically, everybody over age 6 months should get the flu shot, if they possibly will. If everyone chooses not to, then the highest risk would be the very young and the very old.
Sure. Are there folks who shouldn't get the flu shot?
The only ones who should not get the flu shot is if you're actually allergic to a component of the flu shot. So if you're truly allergic to eggs, you would not be a candidate for that. Or if you've had a previous bad reaction and told at that time, don't get another one.
Okay. You know, we've gone through a period over the last few years, as we all know, where we've had a lot of shots in the shoulder here lately, and folks can kind of get confused and a little bit concerned about some of the different things here and there. Is there any risk at all about getting multiple shots, like the flu shot and maybe a COVID shot or something like that?
To our knowledge, it's okay to get different shots at the same time. In fact, the CDC thinks it's absolutely fine to get both a flu shot and a COVID shot at the same time. It's up to each person individually whether they want to get both at the same time or want to separate them.
Okay, very good. Flu shots, are they readily available this year?
Yes, they are. In fact, on Monday the 3rd, the Atlantic Medical Center started giving flu shots, and some of the pharmacies around have been giving them for a little while now.
Okay, very good. There's probably, I guess, the best time to get a flu shot is today.
Absolutely.
All right. I know some folks like to wait a little bit into the winter, but there is a little bit of lag time when the shot really starts to take effect, isn't there?
Yes, it takes a couple of weeks for the shot to take effect. So we recommend any time in October as being your best time.
Okay. Well, now I know a lot of folks maybe have gone in and got the COVID shots and still came down with COVID because there was a little bit of misunderstanding in some folks about, you know, what it actually does and what it protects from and things. With the flu shots, is there some of that misunderstanding there too? Do people think if they get the flu shot, suddenly they're bulletproof?
There is that misunderstanding, but it is very similar to the COVID shot in that the flu shot will not completely keep you from getting the flu, but it generally does tend to make it milder and less chance of death.
Well, in an area like this, in rural Iowa, where the population does tend to be a little bit older, I would guess there's probably a better premium on the importance of getting that flu shot.
Absolutely. But in our community, in the years that I've been in Atlantic, we've had both teenagers and younger than teenagers, and of course the elderly die of influenza. So it is something that does cause death, and that's why we really want to prevent that and want to promote the flu shot.
Okay. You kind of touched on that up front, but there are several ways that folks can get those flu shots through several different providers, but the process is pretty simple.
Very simple. Walk-in flu shots are available. We have some drive-through clinics. I know some of the pharmacies in town have drive-through clinics. And if you happen to want to get the COVID shot at the same time as the flu shot, that needs an appointment.
All right. Very good. We'll take care of those. And there are a lot of different processes to be able to get that done. Dr. Berry, thank you so much for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.